There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
What a promotion. First Bet wants to invite you to enter their free sweepstakes to win a trip to Santa Anita Park October 6th through the 9th. Airfare, hotel, tickets to the races, and a $1,000 betting voucher from First Bet. And a meet and greet with Jeff Siegel. Head over to VSiN.com/horses to register. VSiN.com/horses. Every Thursday during the football season. College football expert Brad Powers. BradPowersSports.com at BradPowers7 on Twitter. We'll go rapid fire here. We have three games tonight, but one on the Deuce and one on ESPN. How about West Virginia and Virginia Tech? You took 8 with West Virginia and you grabbed 3.5 with Va Tech, both in the summer.
Yeah, I guess there was a difference of opinion on the game at that point, but I'm here to tell you guys, you saw a lot of that this summer, whether it was in game of the year lines, season win totals, such, you know, there's that race to be first instead of the race to be right when it seems like in the college football betting market. So I thought both of those numbers were fair. I will say at the current number, we saw a little bit of money trickle right back on West Virginia, you know, late last night. I am on the West Virginia side tonight. I think anything less than 3, I'm laying it with the Mountaineers. Mm-hmm. They got the better quarterback in this one. And look, Virginia Tech's defense has been really good so far, but who in the heck have they played offensively? I mean, Wofford last week's one of the worst FCS offenses in the entire country. Boston College's offensive line's probably the worst shape of any team in the FBS level. And then ODU, a team they lost to in the opener. So I think West Virginia's offense had success tonight.
Are they begging you for books, begging you to bet Coastal Carolina tonight? How about 3-0 against 0-3 and the line's under a field goal?
Seems easy, doesn't it? Oh, I got to take Coastal Carolina. Wrong. I mean, give me Georgia State in that situation. Look, my power rings actually have Georgia State 1. So I was hoping Joe Q Public, and I'm still waiting. I'm hoping, you know, at the books here in town, at the stations and whatnot, where the locals love betting the favorite. I think I might get a 3 tonight, and if that's the case, give me Georgia State.
Okay, on the openers on Sunday, and in your newsletter, you send out all your bets. You're very transparent, screenshots of every single one, and it's fascinating to look at this every single week when you send it out, Brad. You made the – I'm glad to see this because I'm on this bet with you as well. You made Duke, Kansas 67, and that opened up 60.5. Why do you think that opened up low?
Well, they're just probably haven't priced accordingly yet for the fundamental change. Both teams, Duke's running tempo this year, even though they hired a defensive-minded coach and Mike Elko. And it's, you know, they're successful so far in that regard. And then obviously Kansas offensively, I mean, there's some metrics that have Kansas's offense is the most efficient offense in the entire country. So their defense has left a lot to be desired, though, even though in this 3-0 start. So it's just a thing where the books, it's still relatively early in the season. They just haven't caught up to, you know, some changes on both teams.
Yeah. Now, that said, though, pretty much a month into the season now, how much tighter are the numbers that we're looking at week four now compared to what they were, you know, three and a half weeks ago?
Big difference. Yeah. I would say on average, probably cut in half. Like, so if I was getting 4 points per game 3 weeks ago, down to two now. So, and that'll get even tighter. I got to be more careful now. I'm still firing away. I still bet 45, but we'll see. That 1 week where I go, 15 and 25, it'll probably be reality check that I need to lower my volume a little bit.
Is this the year for Wake Forest? Can they finally snap this streak? Clemson's beat them 13 in a row and 10 in a row by at least 14 points.
No, it's not, in my opinion. If it was going to be, it would have been last year when Clemson didn't have anything offensively and still put 48 on the board on Wake Forest. I just think stylistically, Wake Forest, they run that slow mesh RPO style. So it's like a delayed RPO. That doesn't work well when the defensive line is blowing up your offensive line. And Clemson gets back Brian Brzee after the tragic loss of his sister. I think they'll play very emotional up front. Clemson gets after Wake Forest. Keep in mind, Wake Forest should have lost to Liberty. Post-game win expectancy.
True.
And Wake Forest losing that game last week. So I think Clemson's been waiting for this one to kind of show what they're going to be in 2022, and they get margin tomorrow.
All right, you like Clemson. You also like James Madison. How can App State do this every week? I mean, North Carolina. Then they go to A&M and win. Then they win last week. Game day's there on a Hail Mary, and now they got to play James Madison, who's off a bye.
Well, that's basically the handicap as far as the situation. I mean, it's as good of a situational spot as I've seen so far in college football this entire season. But I'll say this, on top of that, I'm not sure the market has a handle on how to power rate James Madison yet.
Yes.
At the end of last season, I would have had James Madison about a 3-point favorite over an average FBS team. Now, they lost their multiple-year starting quarterback, their top wide receiver transferred to South Carolina, their best defensive player transferred to Texas. I thought they'd take a big step back, and they'd struggle with playing, you know, better teams on a week-in and week-out basis. But, I mean, look at what they did to Middle Tennessee in the opener. They crushed Middle Tennessee. The market says, Middle Tennessee must stink. The market bets against Middle Tennessee the next couple of weeks. Well, Middle Tennessee, the team James Madison beat, covered their next two games by 52.5 points. So, I mean, James Madison's covered their two games by 47 points. So this is a situation here where we have a live dog, in my opinion.
Are you surprised at the movement in this Baylor-Iowa State game? Baylor opened up a small favorite, and now they're a small dog on the road.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I bet Baylor when they got the original plus number in front of them, plus one. So I did take a bad number. Took plus three yesterday, though, too. As soon as that hit three, that was another, you know, go sign for me. I think the wrong team favored. And I love as we get to this point in the season, you start connecting the dots and look for market. Sometimes market inefficiencies, you don't find many, but you can find them. And I ask you guys, if Baylor's, you know, the kicker makes a field goal and they beat BYU, are they getting 2.5, 3 in this game? No, I can make a case that you change one play in the BYU game. And they might be a 1-point favorite in this one.
Right, right. I agree with that. Well, how surprised were you with the Notre Dame UNC line?
Very surprised. I just don't think Notre Dame, I mean, are they watching Notre Dame football this year? I mean, you still have some priors in your power ratings, but I mean, the reality is nothing that Notre Dame's doing is probably going to get better this year. They don't have a quarterback. They don't have a playmaker at wide receiver. That's not going to get fixed this year. It's not like they go over the wire waiver and get somebody. I liked some things that they did in the second half against Cal running the football, but the reality is they don't have the playmakers to keep up with North Carolina's offense. I bet North Carolina, and I'm also surprised money's coming in. The line move doesn't make sense to me. So we've seen a ton of movement on North Carolina. I agree with that. North Carolina should be favored. But we've also seen a ton of money come in on the under, Well, if that's the case, then Notre Dame should be taking money. They're the team that's going to win a lower scoring battle with a total in the mid 50s.
Touche. Yeah. Yep. How do the Badgers possibly keep up with Ohio State? And what did you
they
make
can't.
This number?
They
can't. There's no way they can.
Yeah, I made it 21, so I laid it with Ohio State, took the over on the opener, which I thought, you know, was too low at 51. I finally saw what I expected from Ohio State's offense last week. Look, I know it's Toledo, but Toledo has the best MAC defense in the MAC, and they have legitimate players on the front seven, and they just obviously destroyed them. They're healthier. The Buckeyes are now at wide receiver, and that one was where the light bulb came on, and yep, okay, that's the Ohio State I expected. That's the team that's going to contend for a national championship. And look, offensive metrics are better for Wisconsin, but that's not saying much. And it was still same old Wisconsin, inefficiencies in the green zone and red zone against Washington State. And they can't do that this week, or they're not keeping up. And I don't expect that to be the case.
Let me give you two totals. Does the Ole Miss run end here? 10-1 under run. And Iowa Rutgers is 35.5 now.
I would still go under. On the Iowa. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll clarify that. I'll go under in the Ole Miss game after everyone bet up the over there. I mean, Tulsa is running a lot of tempo and offensively has been great. Ole Miss's offense starting to catch fire last week, but I think that they bet that one up too much. So I'm going to go under in the Ole Miss game. Man, I'll tell you, somebody read a stat. I think it was Ralph Michaels. So I'm not going to be ashamed. I actually bet over on the openers on the Iowa Rutgers game. I think I got a loser there after I read that stat that he had.
Here it is. And Ralph comes up with some doozies. Let me tell you, 89.5% Brad, when two FBS teams meet with a total of 37.5 or less, they're 217-1 to the over. So 17-2-1 to the under, and they actually, there was an offshore book that moved the total to 33.5 yesterday.
Oh my!
In a college football game,
how can that be? How can that be? My God! I
tweeted this.
Go ahead.
I tweeted this over the weekend. I bet over 29 in an FCS game over the weekend, a Sacred Heart game.
There was a 29 on the game.
29 on an FCS game.
What was the score?
Was it a winner?
24-9.
I won. 29.
Wow.
My God. Great job with the newsletter. Good job with the picks. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for getting up early.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Have a good week.
Yep. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. BradPowersSports.com. Clemson, James Madison also likes Oregon State. And as he points out, his numbers go back to 1976. It's the first time Tennessee's been laying more than a touchdown against the Gators.
Incredible. I'm with him on Oregon State. That's a good team and a good program. He's a good coach. Do you want to get nuts? Do you want to go James Madison money line against App State?
Troy should have beat him.
I think that's going to be one of those bets where I take the points with James Madison and I put a little bit on the money line.
Oh, he's right. They don't know how to handle him. Coming in, moving up now.
Oh, bookmakers.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What they've done. It's 34 now in the Iowa game. I mean, you're right, 37.5, nothing but under money.
Well, I mean, I would take a screen grab if I'm a ticket holder and say, what?
A 33.5? Yeah, without bad weather, 33.5?
You expect me to drive to this game and watch it again? No, thanks. NFL line moves again. This game shot up to 6.5.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25.
Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kick off the football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook, your go-to book. Every line boost and special. Lace it up for week three with parlay insurance and touchdown insurance offers every Sunday. All season long, build a parlay of at least four legs. If it loses, get your stake back as a free bet. Up to $25. Wager on any play to score the first touchdown on Sunday Night Football. Get your money back as a free bet if they scored any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app. At BetRivers, it's a whole new game.
How about some of these line moves again in the NFL? It just continues to happen this week. We talked about this with Josh Applebaum yesterday. He pointed out that, wait a second here, if you look at the betting splits, the Ravens had like 91% of the money at one book, and it's going the other way.
Yeah.
Well, it's now down to 2.5 at some books. What am I missing here?
Am I on the wrong side? I don't know. I don't know.
I got a minus one from a game of the year number.
Yeah.
Well, what? Do I?
Congratulations, you won the game, but you did nothing against Pittsburgh. So, and I like this. Harbaugh's a good coach, and the fact that he can lay into him after that.
It's also
horrific meltdown last week.
It's also Lamar Jackson against Mac Jones.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson, they were up 30.
Mac's good. It's just it's Patricia running this hot dog stand.
That's fine. I like him.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson can win another MVP. Is that good? By the way, if you watched that game last week, which I did because I had them every which way but loose, and I'm dancing when it's 35-14 in the fourth quarter, right?
Someone said you're looking good.
And yeah, right. And then all of a sudden the dancing turned into tears for 3 hours. So Lamar Jackson looked phenomenal last week.
Yeah.
The guy's an unbelievable quarterback.
100 yards rushing.
Absolutely.
Making and he's making shots all down these the passes. Field.
So if they don't blow that game, let's say they coast to a victory and the Dolphins never come close to making a comeback, is this number going to be down to 2.5 today? It's going to go the other way.
Right.
If they win that game 38-21 and it's a coast-to-coast job and their secondary is not terrible and two and the receivers don't make a zillion plays in one quarter, by the way, it's not 2.5 today.
Yeah. And then our guy Sammy P at Nesson did some digging. That 15-4. Belichick as a home dog, ATS. 12-2 is with Brady. So most of that is with Brady.
Oh, that makes sense.
So when you see all these Belichick numbers, you have to consider most of it's with Brady, and then that's one to consider. But that's, I'd like the Ravens. I think the Ravens win.
Bills sitting 6 at Miami.
Yeah.
Does it go to 7?
Gone up a tick. Oh, boy. They have the record now again. First two games of the season. And the opponents both made the playoffs last year. They've outscored them by 55 points. That's a record. Oh, my aching ass.
Well, how about that nugget that Matt Humans threw at us on Tuesday?
Right.
Buddy, friend of the show, recent host. 22 straight games they've won by double digits. So when they win, it's just...
Can't believe that.
That ties into what Von Miller said after the game on Monday night. We don't want to just win. We want to dominate our opponents.
Right. What's the other stat? 9 games in a row? They're the anti-Steelers. 9 games in a row they've scored on the touchdown on the opening possession?
Yeah.
Well, come on.
When you go 3 consecutive games without a punt, you're kind of in a groove.
Right, right.
Yeah, you're doing okay on offense.
Right. Doesn't matter who's hurt or what. Doesn't matter. Bam, right down the field. No. Oh, we'll drop 40 on you on accident.
Bengals touched 5.5 at one spot. In fact, I still see it on the board right now.
Yeah. You got guts? Who wants to get nuts and use Cincinnati and Survivor? Huh? Who wants to do it?
Are you pondering that?
Really? Yeah. Yes. I'm pondering a lot of things. Like, I might have to sit on the Chargers too, but this is it, right? This is the season. I like Burrow deleting social, Instagram and Twitter. Done. Delete it from his phone. Get it out. I like that as
is
well.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, got rid of it.
Good.
Block out the noise. But this is good. Can they protect him? I think they will against the Jets. How much is this revenge thing play in? I don't know. But certainly it was embarrassing what happened last year. That's embarrassing. They went to New York and got beat by, who heard of Mike White? And he threw for 400 on your head. So Wilson's coming close. Maybe next week he's back. But I like this, that the season's on the line. They have to fix the offense. They have the weapons. And the Jets just coming in. They're sky high now after that miracle win. And I think usually when you see a team get a performance like that where they lost, should have lost, had no business winning the game, there's a letdown and a bad performance that follows it.
Yeah. Although, I mean, there's a difference between survivor and lane five and a half.
Well, that's right. Game. That's true.
Yeah, because I don't, on the road, I don't want to do that with the Bengals right now. I mean, I'm starting to put together the games for the contests out here in town, the against the spread, and I can't imagine I'm going to have the Bengals on one of my, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Right.
So.
Because you know what you're going to say after Sunday afternoon? What the hell was I thinking?
Sure.
What am I doing? They're broken. Yep. They can't protect the quarterback.
Yeah, so Minnesota is now sitting at 6. That's been the number now for a good 24 hours. Total is 52.5. That, again, that opened up 8. But the way they played on Monday night and the way the Lions look, it's flipped it below that key number of 7, obviously. Now, you got to like this, and I'll tell you about player props coming up in a second. But Ross St. Brown has been terrific. Not just this year. It goes back to last year. Tied the record for most consecutive games with at least 8 catches. Scored again last week. He was awesome. He's going to be Goff's go-to guy the entire year. You have to love it when a guy talks about this where he doesn't forget what happened.
You know, the draft, it is what it is. Even the Commanders, they got a guy before me over there. I believe his name is De'Ami Brown. I don't know how many catches he had. You guys can probably tell me that or how many yards he had, but I don't forget things like that. You know, I see him across the sideline from where I'm standing during the game, and every team that – I'm going to give every team hell.
Honestly, we're watching Miami a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't see him in the game much.
It's great.
Yep.
I love it when guys play with an edge like that.
He was awesome on Hard Knocks. He ran down every guy in the draft that went ahead of him. It was like, I don't know, 15 guys or whatever it was, all these wide receivers that went ahead of him, and he's on a mission. And he's just, 6 games in a row with a touchdown, whatever it is.
Well, this will tell you, he's plus 105 to score this week.
My God.
That's how it's changed.
Right. Now, I do think the Vikings are bouncing back here. I think they will. It'll be a completely different team in offense.
So do I.
Against this porous Detroit defense. And I trust this coaching staff. And Thielen said the same thing about how he liked how they responded. And it's not screaming and yelling at people. And let's fix this. Let's get better. Cousins was pathetic. That was primetime Kirk.
It really was.
That showed up. So I think they win and cover, and you get a good bounce back by the Vikings.
St. Brown 7-1 to score 2 touchdowns. 34-1 to score 3.
All right.
I'm just pointing it out. I'm not going to bet it. I would not advise betting that either, but if you want to put pizza money on stuff like that, it's available. The Bengals did touch 7. Now they're down to 5.5 or 6. Bengals. Chiefs. They touched 7 against the Colts on the road. And again, I had this note earlier. There's a bookmaker in Colorado who reached out to me this morning and said, every single sharp bettor in Colorado is on Indianapolis. Well, there's no way to get off the game now.
Yeah, good luck. Not me. They have to prove it to me. I mean, that was, I don't care who's out. It appears Matt Ryan is cooked. So,
Fine. But if they come back, though, that can be a different story for this week. Like, you can't look that bad regardless of injuries last week. They look terrible.
Right.
But that can change now when they're going to be getting guys back against a team like the Chiefs.
Well, how about the slow starts, though? I mean, you're down 20-3 week one at Houston. You're not playing Houston or Jacksonville now. Here comes the big boys.
Sure.
Yep. And they have plenty of time off, too.
How about 9 carries for Jonathan Taylor?
Uh-huh.
How about if this number keeps coming down, would you look at Chiefs first half because of the slow starts for the Colts so far?
I think you have to.
And the way the Chiefs have come out, I mean, they did in week one. They played the Chargers in week 2 on short rest. I get that, but... and they played in the preseason, so maybe there's an angle there. The Raiders are up to 2.5 at some spots on the road against Tennessee.
Yeah. Season's over. They lose this game.
Team?
Well, Tennessee still's in a bad division, so I can't go there with Tennessee. Probably done when they start 0-3, if they start 0-3. But you're right. 8 wins might win this division. But certainly in this division, with the you start 0-3, bye-bye. Because what you have coming up with Las Vegas and what's left on the schedule. But
I would probably say that I do agree with the move. If fact, I won't probably say it. I will say it. Because, again, the Raiders, you look at the record, it is 0-2. You look at the yards they gave up against the Cardinals, that was all late. They're dominating that game. Cardinals had no business winning it whatsoever. They got bailed out by a bad call, yeah. But, I mean, that's... I do have some concerns about the Raiders' offense. How can you not be?
Sure, offensive line issues, right. I'm very surprised at the move on the Cowboys now all of a sudden. Giants are one on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe the Bengals disrespected them and thought, no Dak, no problem. But they did shut them down in the second half. And they didn't do anything on offense with Rush. Maybe Bogdanovich is right. There's not much of a drop-off from a point spread standpoint from Dak to Cooper Rush. But one game, okay, they rallied around the backup. We usually see that. Now what happens Monday night? Yeah, I don't think the Giants are that good. You're down big against Tennessee. Great job. They come back to win. And they, again, Matt Rhule, and they beat Carolina. And Carolina had 5-6 chances to win that game. So, good story. Good Monday night game, but I'm surprised at the Dallas money.
Okay, but if you're not going to be back in Dallas, that doesn't mean you're going to rush out to bet the Giants.
No.
No, neither am I.
I see the under tier, too.
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, the underrun's been 6 so far in these NFL games.
How about all these injuries to the Buccaneers? They're down to 1 now against Green Bay. Down to 1. And that total is now back to 42 at most spots.
How concerned are you with Brady? Did you see that?
I absolutely am.
Did you see the press conference? His cheeks are sunken in. The kid's not eating. He's emaciated.
This is a month old. People were making fun of him a month ago when he came back finally from that sojourn that he was on. I don't know. Yeah, he's had the sunken in cheeks for a
I thought they were pointing out like plastic surgery stuff. But
Evan was here. Our buddy Evan. That's a month ago.
Man, between the what's going on in his personal life and everything, the kid needs a steak. Man,
no, he's got to have that. Have you seen that commercial? It's pretty funny. Dessert? What's dessert? Well, how about you? Yeah, you're right. Have a cheeseburger, pal.
You need it.
You look like you're 84 pounds.
I hear you.
And Atlanta is going to go off the favorite against Seattle. They're pick 'em now. Okay. The Seahawks. Yeah. We'll discuss NFL teaser strategy coming up and what you never want to do.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, let's get into it with the football season. Start off the season now 2 weeks deep with VSiN Pro. Get full access to everything we do, including our daily picks at a glance recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, 24/7 video, season prep, including our weekly college and pro football matchup guides covering every game all season long, pro tools like our exclusive betting splits and pro tips updated every hour with actionable insights up your betting game. Sign up for our discounted football special and get VSiN Pro access to everything we do from now through the Super Bowl for only $175, or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription and bet smarter all year long. Go to vsin.com/subscribe for all your options to become part of the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, looking at teasers. We'll do this tomorrow and every Friday as well, talking about tease up, tease down, or pass with the schedule that we have in front of us, but basically some teaser strategy here. And we've had, pro bettors on before to tell us the true breakdowns of this with numbers and how money line parlays might make a little bit more sense and angles and that you want to actually tease and only do two team 6-point teasers. And that's the old Stanford Wong philosophy that he wrote about a long time ago in his book. Frank B., who has joined us many times, professional sports bettor, said what about teasers?
People are too teaser crazy, too teaser happy. And you're better off when you go money line parlays with some of them when you look at it.
Right.
But it's been rough sledding here so far with the teasers.
Yeah, and here's the general rule of thought with Stanford Wong, and it worked and it was very successful for a long, long time. Play 2-team 6-point teasers. Only play favorites of 7.5. 8.5, so you'll tease them down to 1.5, 2, or 2.5, below the key numbers of 7 and 3, or you want to play dogs the other way, dogs that are getting 1.5 or 2.5 points, tease them up past 3 and past 7. But, as you said, Paulie, not going well so far this year. The trends, if you're teasing up past 3 and 7, you're 3-3 on the season so far. That's it. If you're teasing below 7-3, you're 1-1 per my numbers. Now, to break that down even further, those are home teams, by the way. Road team teaser trends. If you tease up past 3-7, you're 2-2. If you tease below 7-3 with road teams, you're 0-2. Road team, if you want to do down to a pick, this is not the traditional Stanford Wong method, but if you want to do down to from a 6-point favorite or a 6.5-point favorite down to pick 'em or minus half a point, road teams doing that, 2-2, home teams 0-2. And if you want to actually add in one more variation of this, this is not Stanford Wong, but if you want to go above 7 and above 10, so now we're talking about teams that are catching 4.5, 5, 5.5, 6, 6.5 points. Again, probably don't do that. But so far on the year, if you are teasing above 7 and 10, you're 8-2 on the year. And the biggest rule is that you never want to tease through the money line. And the reason why is I have 15 ties since 1990. 15 in more than 30 years. That's roughly 8,240 regular season games. That's 0.18%.
Good number. Great stat. You're not getting one of the points you're paying for.
Correct.
There you go.
Yep. Yep. And also, I saw a great breakdown. Adam Chernoff's buddy at covers.com, Brandon, did this. Only 500-plus games have landed one or two since 1995. Very small percentage. Some, don't forget, some books count pushes as a loss.
Absolutely.
Some count pushes as a push, and some offer you different odds for either. So keep that in mind.
And that's a great pro tip as well. Know the house rules.
As always.
You got to know the house rules.
So,
That's like a parlay card, too. There are numerous parlay cards where ties loose, and it's just real tiny on there. Out of the top that it's on there,
there's
10 rules, and one of them says ties loose.
Mm-hmm.
Very tiny. You can barely see it.
That's exactly right. So I love betting teasers, but I will tell you that so far this year, no good. And, you know, I was betting. I included
Both directions?
Yeah.
Coming down, yeah.
Down or up.
Yeah.
And another thing that you want to consider, too, is teasing. Don't tease games that might have super high totals. You might want to shy away from that. You might want to get involved with the games on the board that have totals in the low 40s, maybe mid 40s. Some people might go higher than that. I don't know. But if you find a game where a team is, like a home team, is catching 2.5 points and the total is 40, well, in theory, that's going to be a super low scoring game. If you can tease them up to plus 8.5, that makes a lot of sense. As opposed to a game that has 59 on the board and it could be, you know, a 41-30 shootout, and you're going to lose that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the variation there is going to be, the variance is going to be so big with a, you know, very high scoring game.
Yep. A lot of people liked Washington last week.
I had them on teasers, plus 7.5, no good.
Missed extra point, went for two, didn't get it. Shenanigans there. Go back to the Niners, week one, very popular. Also, think of it with Survivor. One of these teams, if you're teasing down to pick them, they can't, they're, you know, half, they can't win a game.
Yep.
But the Niners were very popular in week one. That goes up in smoke, too.
Well, think about the home teams that are not quite laying 7.5 or even 7. They're like in that 6, 6.5 range.
What were the Bengals week one? But
the Browns, they didn't count. I mean, that,
yep,
they didn't win. The Browns, certainly, teasing down to a pick 'em. That's a loser. Moneyline parlays, forget about it. That's a loser. The Titans at home in week one against the Giants, roughly in that neighborhood, right? 6.5. Nope. How that game ended, that never got there for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I can think of, and I wrote down some other examples as well that were just like, in theory, look good, but the Steelers got there last week. And to me, as a home team, again, catching 2.5 points. You could tease it up to 8.5, and that projected total was 40.5. That game made a lot of sense to tease. But the ones that I teased it with, losers across the board. And it's a long season. It's only 2 weeks in. So, but I think if you pick and choose your teasers and not just bet every, I think when Frank says that people are teaser heavy or teaser happy, too much so,
mm-hmm,
they want to look at teasing like every game on the board, which you can't. I mean,
that too. I think that's what also Frank meant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Excellent breakdown.
So, I mean, that tells you all you need to know, right, about teasing through zero. 0.18% of games have landed on a tie since 1990. That's a long time with a ton of games, almost 10,000 games we're talking about at that point. So, big game tonight. Would you want to tease the Steelers up to 10.5?
Yeah.
Past 7 and past 10?
Listen, I gotta see something out of this offense. I mean, this is, the fan base is furious. I don't blame them. The players are ticked off. It goes back to, is it the quarterback? Is it the scheme? Is it both? But I think Johnson can have a decent game tonight. But you'll know out of the gates. They have been so bad with the first quarter, well, just period, but this season. But the, going back with the first quarter offense and not doing anything on the opening drive, if they don't take shots down the field in this game, then it's like, that's it. There needs to be a quarterback change, OC change, or both. Okay? And if it comes from Tomlin or the top, it has to be done. Now, he has owned Cleveland going 24-5-1 against them. But you have got to fix this offense. There are too many weapons for this passing attack to look anemic and pathetic, which has happened. It's been non-existent what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And Trubisky is last in yards per attempt. Against this porous Cleveland defense and an atrocious secondary, whatever you want to say, blown coverages, missed assignments, whatever, you have to take shots down the field because that's what the opponents are doing. And after a slow – and had success. And after the slow start by Flacco and Mayfield, they got cooking in the second half, and they gave up 31 freaking points to the Jets at home. Cannot happen. You score 30 points at home against the Jets and lose the game. And then Mayfield was cooking in the second half too. Again, I guess Delpit's the culprit there with the blown coverages on both of them. But you can't have miscommunication. You can't have these breakdowns, and people are going to lose jobs. And if Pittsburgh can't take advantage of this and have success through the air, then it's not going to happen, and you have to go to Pickett. Because I don't. It might be in Trubisky's head too. But you have to fix that. And the other thing, I think this is bizarre with a players-only meeting after two games. I can't wait to talk to Mike Pritchard coming up. I mean, he must think this is hilarious. Who has a players-only meeting this so early? And plus, you're 1-1. It's not like the sky is falling. It was an absurd, embarrassing loss, but players-only meeting. So, and then Stefanski has had all kinds of issues. 1-11 ATS in division games.
Yep.
Think about that. Show ATS.
Yeah, they have failed to cover the spread in 8 straight games as a favorite against divisional opponents.
Right.
But I will give you this. The Browns have been the first to 10 points last 6 games as a home favorite. You can bet this, you know, first to 10. They're a favorite tonight to do it, obviously, against the Steelers. And you got to lay some pretty decent juice. But they've done that 6 consecutive games as a favorite at home. Pretty good. They get off to those fast starts like that.
Right. And it just might be a typical Chubb game, too. Just pound them and there's no answer for Pittsburgh.
Well, that's, I mean, that has to be...
The Steelers, they allowed New England to run the ball on them. They didn't sack Jones, right? I mean, this number one rushing attack in the league.
Right.
Heavy doses, it should be. That should be the game plan. Mm-hmm. And Brissett, he's actually played well. Not making mistakes, and he's got... That hasn't been his fault. Like, kid scores 30 points, they lose. So
I will say that Nick Chubb only averages 66 yards in 7 career games against Pittsburgh. He's only scored 1 touchdown. Hunt has 4 touchdowns in his career against Pittsburgh. If you want to jot that one down for tonight. And his rushing prop is 83.5 yards. Now, again, this Pittsburgh defense without T.J. Watt.
Right.
And like you said, no sacks last week against the Patriots. And this offensive line for the Browns, when at full strength, they are one of the best units in the entire league to pave the way. Just be road graders out there for them. And that's gonna have to be the recipe. And Brissett was really good last week.
Yes.
But you know it falls and on Cooper. And Chubb and Hunt.
I don't know what to do with Cooper because he was a no-show in week one. He had 100 yards last week. So.
Yep. More player props coming up, including a very creative Kenny Pickett prop.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kickoff football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook all season long. Bet Rivers, your go-to book, all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, and more. Great daily house specials. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game.
All right, so which Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver scores a touchdown tonight? Let me throw some numbers at you. Deontay Johnson is plus 260 anytime touchdown.
I like Johnson.
You like him?
Yeah.
Claypool,
I like him over 2 yards.
In the mid-50s?
Yes.
Claypool and Pickens are each plus 425 to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Freiermuth is plus 365. I like that dude. I think he's a good tight end.
Will this work out for Pickens that he has so much hype and he says, I'm running free 90% of the time against New England? Canada's like, I'm not going to respond to that. I mean, we'll see. Feed him, too. I mean, if he says it.
Does it work out well with Kenny Pickett as a quarterback?
I don't know.
Are you asking me if it's going to specifically work out with Mitchell Trubisky?
Does Pickens eat tonight?
Oh, I can't go that far.
Does Trubisky hear that? Hey, I'm open. Can you imagine what it's like on the sideline? If these guys are doing this publicly still, week of the game, I'm open. They're not throwing it to me. I'm open. The OC sucks. The scheme sucks.
That's why
this is crazy.
I have a tough time getting on board with you liking a receiver over tonight. I can't get
there. Oh, they have to take shots down the field.
It doesn't mean I don't know if you will.
Cleveland defense. I mean, you get
24th in defensive pass DVOA. Yeah. It's not good.
It's big play after big play after big play. I'm watching that game last week. Flacco's got guys wide open. Wide open. I mean, the breakdown Hall touchdown. It's like he comes out of the backfield. No one picks him up. He just walks right into the end zone. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And then the touchdown by Davis at the end. I mean, this is ridiculous high school crap that they're doing.
For sure.
But you're right, though. But if it doesn't happen tonight, there are going to be major changes.
Can we throw up the Pittsburgh Steelers schedule, fellas, if you don't mind, to beyond this week for Pittsburgh? Because here's the deal. Globally, you can find this. When will Kenny Pickett start for the Steelers?
Mm-hmm.
And so tonight is week 3. The prop goes weeks 3 to 5. Well, he's not starting tonight, so you get weeks 4 and 5 here. Paul, think about this. He's minus 225 to start, and they get the Jets next week and the Bills after that on the road.
Well, that's when you would have to do it, right? You're not going to throw him in there against the Bills or Tampa Bay.
No, you do it against the Jets if you want.
And then at Miami. My God. So the time to do it.
Well, then he's got the Eagles.
Week. I know. Yeah.
Do you realize how badly this could tailspin for the Steelers?
Yep.
If it doesn't look good tonight, and then they decide, nope, we're not going to put him in there against the Jets, then Trubisky's got to go at Bills, Buccaneers, at Dolphins, at Eagles. Please.
Yep. But if he does enough, if they win or he plays well tonight and he hangs on to the job, then what? Because we got several tweets that I'm betting Willis to win Offensive Rookie of the Year based on that Tannehill bleep show Monday. So next quarterback to lose his starting job, other than Trubisky, is Tannehill's even money.
Right.
But right now, when you look at it, who else would lose their job?
Well, Geno could. It hasn't been pretty for Seattle in the last 6 quarters.
Right.
I don't know, man. Marcus Mariota's 4-1. Have they not been pretty decent on offense?
Yes, they have. He's played well.
Right now, I'm not making a move.
No, I'm a fan.
Baker Mayfield 6-1.
Yeah.
Oh boy, you're gonna pull. Oh God.
Yeah, but other stuff is a reach, though.
I think I just threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, right. Other than that, Mills not gonna yank Mill. How about Winston? These interceptions continue. The pick six, horrible fourth quarter against Tampa. He's 9-1. Anyone else? Then you get down to Danny Dimes at 25-1.
How about Danny Jones at 25-1?
Yeah.
Although the 2-0 start definitely hurts that if you're going to bet that. And so for Pickett again, week 6 through 8. So that would be Buccaneers, Dolphins, Eagles. That's plus 280. So any other time beyond then, 10 through 17, he's 6-1. Wouldn't you want to maybe look at that? Because you get the bye sandwich right in there.
Yeah. I'll tell you, this for this prop, Sunday's game's enormous. If Tennessee loses and Tannehill struggles again, 0-3, and they just say, okay, let's put the kid in there and see what we have.
Yep. Who scores tonight out of the Browns' backfield, if you had to choose now? You're not going to get any plus money from what I'm looking at with Nick Chubb. He's minus 110, minus 115 to score a touchdown. But I will point this out again. He has only scored one touchdown in 7 career games against Pittsburgh. Kareem Hunt has 4 career touchdowns in 6 games. You can grab Kareem Hunt in the plus 170, 175 range tonight. They're going to score a couple of times on this Pittsburgh defense.
Yeah.
They'll be in position. They'll get near the goal line. So who is it going to be?
I'd play it safe with Chubb. He had the hat trick last week, right? And remember we met Glenn from Quincy and at Foxwoods?
Yeah.
He loves that prop under 1.5 yards, shortest touchdown.
Yeah, primetime games?
I think that comes in tonight, too.
David Njoku has 17 career catches in 8 games against Pittsburgh, only 1 touchdown. You can probably find a really good number on him, but again, only 1 score, has not been a threat at all against the Steelers defense in his career. How about Cooper to score? He's plus 210.
I don't know.
I'm going to punt on his receptions and yards for tonight.
Yeah.
Said earlier, can't wrap my head around what he's going to do. I've looked at it from different angles so
far. Peoples Jones had a solid game in week 1, and then Cooper was the one who had the big game in week 2, and then maybe look at Njoku's 25 yards. Boy, some of these are really low. You get that on one catch.
Yeah, but only 17 career catches in 8. He's averaging a catch and a half a game, 2 catches a game.
God.
It's not many.
The other thing you have is, remember the Monday night game with Minnesota? I mean, a lot of those guys had phony numbers, but Thielen went over because of that final drive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, okay, there you go. It's like they knew it. Yeah. Cousins exclusively is going to Thielen. That could be in play tonight, too. Like the Steelers are down 14 in the fourth quarter. It's like, okay, well, we have to throw it. And then also, I mean, you can get there on an accent with some of these guys, with what Pickens and Claypool are at.
You know, Paulie, the game was 3 days ago. If I couldn't remember that.
What did I say?
You said, you remember the game? Remember the? You're like Chris Farley in SNL talking to Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
you remember when you were with the Beatles?
Right.
That was cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, people might have shut it off and went to bed. It was a sleep inducer there at the end, but it was just Minnesota takes over, it backed up, and they just made all the stats look good.
Right.
And then Cousins was sacked on third down, and that's it. Let's go home.
Did we mention that game? Did we fail to mention that? The Eagles are 6.5. Now in that game on Sunday.
Well, sure.
It's all the way to 6.5. What was the look ahead? Was it 3?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Holy caramba. All right. You're on the over for tonight's game.
Yes.
You think we're going to get more than 38 points?
Yep. I think it's too low.
Yeah. And I like the rushing yard props to go over. Longest rush for Chubb in that game. 18.5 minus 125, 19.5 minus 105 is what I was looking at earlier.
Could be turnovers. Also, I think there'll be a lot of big plays. I think Pittsburgh's going to be aggressive. And the fact that Brissett's done a nice job, and they played a 31-30 and a 26-24 so far out of the gates. So I think it's way too low, although all these primetime games have gone under. But I think we'll see some points and excitement. The other thing, you can't get past the fact that Tomlin's owned him. I mean, that's impressive, what he's done. Much of that with Roethlisberger again, too.
Well,
but Tomlin's record against him.
That's true, but also you need to keep in mind how bad the Browns were for a long, long time when everybody owned them. And that was... I mean, they did have Hugh Jackson into Freddie Kitchens for a stretch there, which is all-time bad.
What do you think of the Hackett comparison?
Guys
are saying this is Kitchens part 2.0 again.
That really hit home with me.
That could be.
That was a good observation.
Remember why they hired him? To try to help get Rodgers. So they probably didn't even want the guy.
Yep.
They just thought maybe we got a chance with Rodgers. I mean, that is something to watch on Sunday
and
night.
How about that note they had on Sunday night when the Packers played the Bears? Rodgers loved Hackett, loved him. Part of the reason why is because Hackett made him laugh all the time. So they had like this great chemistry.
That had nothing to do with, come on.
Well,
that was one of the reasons?
That's what they said.
It makes me laugh.
I think it was Collinsworth.
That's something a woman would say.
And so that guy's going to go to Denver as the head coach, getting credit for the Aaron Rodgers big salad.
Right.
Okay. Good luck.
Women have said that. Why do you like him? Didn't your wife say that to you? She liked your sense of humor.
Well, I mean, what's not to like? That makes sense to me.
God, that's a good move. Yeah, I lead with that. Huh? Yeah. Hey, you want to go out? I'll change your life, huh? Good. What's not to like?
Yeah.
That's great. How about a pro tip, huh?
Yeah,
let's
sure,
go. Bet against perception when you have stats to back it up. Stefanski has won coach of the year, but he's 1-11 ATS in the division. Yikes. Again, regarded as a good coach, but look away. 1-11 ATS so far in his career in the division. So be careful when you lay the points tonight. We do these every hour, and they're all available for subscribers only at VSiN.com. Pro tips.
I don't think many people would realize that. He's been that
big. I was shocked by that.
Oh, so was I.
Yep. Regular season numbers. Yikes. And blown out several times against Baltimore. Hasn't gone well there. The one easy cover was against Cincinnati. But, hey, the Bengals are plus 150 to make the playoffs. Ooh.
Did you see what the Giants are?
I saw plus 120.
The Giants as low as minus 130 to miss.
Hey,
this team's going to make the playoffs?
It's an easy schedule, but I think I can't get there yet.
I mean, how the numbers have adjusted already now after 2 weeks.
Yeah, good job, good story, but lucky to be 2-0.
Former NFL player, current VSiN host Mike Pritchard on the show coming up next. We'll ask him about what something bettors rarely consider and how big of a factor is it within a locker room.
Baby, and you're just lying there watching on the couch? That's not gonna cut it.
You need to get in the game with Bet Rivers Sportsbook.
There you go. Now you're live in the action. Live in game bets, live player prop bets, live player prop bets, live player prop bets, live.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.